Grand Lisboa Casino in Macau gets its own poker room. The Grand Lisboa Palace in Macau's Cotai District, overseen by SJM Holdings Limited, has recently introduced a Texas Hold'em poker zone to its expansive gaming arena. This latest inclusion officially commenced operations on August 15. Enhancing its gaming portfolio, the addition features 6 tables and an exclusive lounge space. Ideally located near the south entrance, this new zone is nestled between 2 of the resort's premium gaming areas, the Phoenix Pavilion and Dragon Pavilion. Both seasoned card players and novices are welcome to enjoy the offerings of this new gaming enclave. Earlier this week, the local Chinese publication All In Media was the first to report on the inauguration of the poker zone at Grand Lisboa Palace. This strategic move aligns the palace with some of Macau's elite gaming establishments in enhancing their post-pandemic gaming portfolios. Notably, some of SJM Holdings' competitors, including Sands China Limited, Wynn Macau Limited and MGM China Holdings Limited, have already integrated Texas Hold'em zones into their main gaming floors. Further emphasizing the growing trend, MGM China recently expanded its Texas Hold'em offerings to both its premier venues, the MGM Macau and MGM Cotai, as of June. Rising popularity of Texas Hold'em in Macau. Historically, Texas Hold'em poker has played a relatively small role in contributing to Macau's gross gaming revenue, GGR. When viewed against the expansive backdrop of Macau's gaming industry, revenues from this specific poker game have often appeared insignificant. However, a post-pandemic resurgence in the allure of Texas Hold'em is evident in Macau's vibrant casino sector. This uptick has not gone unnoticed. Recently, a pair of industry connoisseurs relayed their observations to media outlet GGR Asia, noting the increasing traction this game variant is gaining amongst casino aficionados. The recent statistical data further underscores this trend. According to figures released by the city's Gaming Inspection and Coordination Bureau, there was a staggering 67.8% increase in revenue from this game. The numbers leapt from $11.2 million in the first quarter to a commendable $18.7 million in the following quarter.